Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz. There is a resolution in the nearly year-long battle over a proposed Muslim cemetery in the central Massachusetts town of Dudley. The town has reached an agreement with the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester, allowing it to create the cemetery. That means the town will avoid litigation and possible federal civil rights charges. WBUR's David Boeri has been following this story. He joins us now from Worcester with the latest. Hi, David.
Hi, Jack.
So, David, what exactly is this agreement?
The Islamic Society of Greater Worcester is going to be allowed to create a cemetery that's 6 acres in size in Dudley. They have the option after 10 years to expand it, but that 6-acre cemetery can hold several thousand bodies. So that's what the deal means. But as part of that deal, and this is important, the town has recognized the burial is actually a religious rite, and the Muslim Society has a religious right to create a cemetery. And the Islamic Society has agreed that they will be part of a review process.
So remind us exactly what this whole debate was about. First, the perspective of the Islamic Society.
The Islamic Society wanted to create a cemetery. They were overwhelmed when they went to Dudley by the opposition. They argued that the cemetery, they had a religious use of that cemetery and a right to create one, that that was recognized under state law. The town denied that, but here is the attorney for the Islamic Society, Jay Tallerman, today.
It's been a long process, and it really shouldn't have been. I'm gratified that at the end of the day, the Board of Selectmen recognized the legal authority, which we have been stressing, govern this matter.
So what was the town's argument over the last 11 months?
Neighbors were concerned about the water table. They said the property had a high water table. They were concerned about contamination of their drinking water, also traffic, a change in the neighborhood. But what really struck me early on in the meetings, there were some language used talking about jihadists, talking about why don't you use a Christian cemetery? There was lots of language that was intemperate. It led to accusations that the town was Islamophobic and that fear and racism were behind the opposition. The town argued that, no, they had a right to be involved in the process and that it should be put up to a vote by town meeting. Here is the council, outside council for the town, Jack Davis, today.
Unfortunately, this story took on a different dimension once the town and the town officials and town residents were accused of bigotry and Islamophobia. I think that's all unfortunate. I think it gave the town a bad rap. But the bottom line was that this was about a review process, and we're getting back to the review process.
By terms of the agreement, it's a limited review process, that the Islamic Society will go back before the zoning board, but the zoning board is going to approve the permit, and then they will go to the Board of Health, and they will reach some agreement, some details, some modifications. However, at the end of the day, they're going to get their cemetery. It'll be permitted.
What drove this to an agreement?
There are several factors here, but the town had been warned both by the state attorney general and by the Justice Department. There was an investigation launched by the U.S. Attorney's Office into the town and the town's opposition to the cemetery, looking at whether or not the religious rights of the Islamic Society were violated in that process. Importantly, in the last couple of weeks, there have been 3 Justice Department suits in Virginia, Michigan, and New Jersey, all against municipalities for their treatment of Muslims. And here it looked like the handwriting was on the wall, that something was coming down soon.
And David, quickly, last question. You were at mosque for Friday prayers today. What's the reaction there?
They're overjoyed because for the first time, they're going to have a cemetery that's closer to their home. The custom now is to bury their dead in a Muslim cemetery that's located in Enfield, Connecticut, south of Springfield. Dudley's much closer. Here is Khalid Sadozai, who is a trustee of the Islamic Society.
Well, we can understand the emotions of the people because people haven't met with a lot of Muslims. There are a lot of rhetoric in the media, so their reaction is understandable. But we are glad that more people met with us. They understand our position. They came to know us.
It's important to note that the Muslim Society people here say they want to get along with the people of Dudley. They're very eager to make the people of Dudley happy. They see this as a very promising start. They have great hope. They said they were upheld by the law today, but they have great faith in the future and getting along with the people of Dudley.
WBUR's David Boeri in Worcester. Thanks, David.
You're welcome.